It is time for us to bring in Mike Kazi this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, the American League East, I tell you, the Red Sox fall has been drastic. At one point, it was less than a month ago, they had a 5-game lead on Tampa Bay, a 10-game lead on the Yankees, and they have just run into just some horrible, I won't even call it luck, just a really horrible stretch.
Looks like 1978 all over again.
Except Tampa Bay, of course, is the one that's in first place. But still, yeah, it just seems like everything's falling apart for them. Baseball. That's the thing about it's unexplainable. They were playing a top rate baseball.
Yeah, but that's why you play 162 games. If you have weaknesses and bad spots, it'll eventually come out. And the Red Sox have been exposed. It was like, how did the Red Sox make such a big turnaround from last year to this year? Well, they really didn't. They won a lot of close games. They were out hitting people for a while, and now it's all caught up to them. You can't get away from, you can't hide in a 162 game schedule, and the Red Sox have been exposed. All along, I've been saying they're not that good. I don't know how they're winning. And now they've been exposed. They have a weakness in pitching. Their lineup, especially J.D. Martinez, has fallen off the face of the earth. And you've got what you got. They can't score runs, and they give up too many runs. That's a losing combination. Other team like that is the San Diego Padres.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was saying how the Padres, they went out and got they got Snell, they got Darvish, they got this guy, they got that guy. Well, guess who they went and picked up this week? Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta couldn't win a pitching penny contest on a corner. He's been cut by every team that he's played with the last couple years. I saw him pitch his last game 2 weeks ago. He didn't even get out of the second inning, and that wasn't the first time. So they're desperate as all heck in San Diego. They're 12 games behind the Giants. They were going neck and neck with the Dodgers for second place. The Dodgers are 3 games behind the Giants, and the Giants are still playing very good baseball. San Diego is nothing. I call them Sham Diego. They're a victim of the press. The press made them something they're not, and now they're being exposed too. So you got two teams in both leagues that one was an unexpected surprise with the Red Sox, who finally came back to earth, and the Padres, who were highly overrated, and now have been exposed. So neither of these two teams will make the playoffs.
That's right, because San Diego, right now, they're only a game and a half in possession of that final, the play-in game.
Yeah, they're a game and a half ahead of the Reds, yeah. And you got the Phillies, who are playing a little bit better. St. Louis is starting to play a little bit better. So expect one or both of those teams to pass San Diego coming up, because like I said about 3 weeks ago, San Diego has the hardest schedule in baseball. The teams they play more over 500 teams than anybody else in the league. And San Diego's making this free fall playing against Colorado and Miami. So that when they start playing the Giants and the Dodgers and the Braves, the 3 hottest teams in the National League, it's not going to be good for the Padres. So expect them to fall out to oblivion, too.
And how about that pitcher for the Angels? He's now got 40 home runs. He pitched last night, 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, they're making comparisons to Babe Ruth.
No.
Guess what?
No.
Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs, and Babe Ruth won 115 games, and I don't know how many complete games he pitched. Once he starts doing that, start talking. Until then, yeah, he's winning a few ball games. He's never gone 9 innings. He went 8 innings last night, was the furthest he ever went. He hit 40 home runs in a league where everybody hits home runs. I think his batting average is .270. So he's an anomaly, but by no means is he like the greatest baseball player to ever go on a diamond. Not in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, he's a one-shot wonder. What happens if this guy next year falls apart?
Well, he's fun to watch. Yeah,
you have to be considered great in something. You have to be at the top of the sport for an extended period of time. This guy's played 1 year.
Yeah, see what happens with him.
I watched MLB Network yesterday, and they're falling all over themselves about this guy. Is he a good story? Yeah. Is he the greatest baseball player to ever play? Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah. He's fun to watch this year. That's he's
fun to watch. Yeah, he's exactly fun to watch. Right. But nothing against Ohtani. I think what he's doing is great. But once again, it's the media making something out of nothing.
So some interesting stories out of Major League. Hey, the Mets got a win last night. Finally,
that was pathetic. I was watching that game. It was an afternoon game in San Francisco. The Giants had a chance to put the game away against Familia, I think in the 10th inning, and failed to do so, chasing bad pitches out of the zone. I guess the Giants didn't watch the videos on Familia that, you know, he throws one pitch that's a strike out of 10. So they chased him, and then they went into a position where the Giants had no pitching. They had one pitcher left to pitch in the bullpen, and the Mets hit him. That's to the discredit of the Giants. Their starter, DeSclafani, got hurt early, and they were forced to go to a pitcher in inning game. But you're really not forced to go to a pitcher in inning game. You go to a pitcher as long as he can get people out an inning game. That's what you can't keep changing pitchers. It's like I say, it's like shooting crap. All right, good. I just made 6 passes. Should I stop or should I keep going? You can't use 10 pitchers a game and expect every one of them to be good. It doesn't work that way. So the Mets won that game yesterday by default against the Giants. So now they go to L.A., play them 4 games this weekend. They'll probably lose 3, and then they come home and play the Giants 3 more games that week, next week. They'll probably lose 2. The Mets season's over. They beat the Giants yesterday. Big deal. Have a parade because you might not see another win, possibly in a week.
All right, and to me, a major fault with Major League Baseball and they're worrying about the time limit of games, of having, first of all, in extra innings, having somebody start on second base, but also having 7-inning games. A doubleheader with the Yankees versus the Red Sox. That 7-inning rule basically adds like a Mo Rivera for every team, especially in a doubleheader, because you only have to plan to get with your starting pitcher through 6 innings. It's a joke.
Games are a joke.
It's a joke. The Yankees swept that doubleheader. I'm glad they
did.
How
can you count all the records for a 7-inning game? Hits, home runs, strikeouts, everything. But if a guy pitches a no-hitter in it, it can't. It's fake. It's fake news. It's baloney. The Major League Baseball should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed of themselves.
I hope during the off season they get rid of that, because it's just it is absolutely embarrassing. It is absolutely embarrassing.
Major League Baseball contradicts themselves with everything they do. It's a joke. I mean, you hear people saying that they need to get rid of the shift. I think the shift is a beautiful thing. It exposes you as a weak player by not taking advantage of the shift. Everybody's batting average should go up 25 points if you play into a shift. Put the ball down on the other side. Oh, I don't get paid to do that. Baseball is a shamble. It's an absolute joke. You got guys that can't pitch more than 5 innings. You got relief pitchers that can't pitch more than 20 pitches. You got batters, they have holes as big as the Holland Tunnel in their swing. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
Yeah, it's a,
and they just make it worse with these cockamamie rules they make up.
But it just exposed itself in the Yankees Red Sox doubleheader. It just was. It gives a team such an advantage, especially a home team.
There's a reason why you play 9 innings.
Yeah. And you play the game. And if it goes extra innings, there's a reason why you go extra innings. You don't plop a man on second base. I'm sorry.
No. Stop using a pitcher in inning. Yeah. Like going back to the Met game yesterday. The other day when they had the Mets were pitching some guy out of the bullpen when the Giants destroyed them, everybody's crying, oh, it's no good when you use a guy from a position. If you run out of pitchers, this is a rule Major League Baseball should put in. Excuse me. If you run out of pitchers, you forfeit the baseball game. How about that? How in God's name, if you're managing at the highest level of baseball in the world, you run out of pitchers in a 9, 10, 11 inning game? How? How is it possible? If you run out of pitchers, you forfeit the game. Make that a rule. That'll make baseball a lot better. And I read Phil Mishnick's column the other day. Something that we said on here 4 years ago, you want to shorten up baseball games? Get rid of the commercials. I was 100% wrong about commercials, Marshall. I was saying that the commercial time between innings is a minute. It's not. It's 2.5 for half an inning.
Yep.
So that's 5 minutes an inning that you're adding on to a baseball game. Multiply 5 times 9. What do you get? 45.
Yeah. Almost an hour. Yep, almost an hour. Yep.
Get rid of the commercials. If you go back to the heyday of baseball, commercials were a half an hour and you started playing. That's gone up to 2.5 minutes per half an inning. Huh. That's where the time from baseball comes in. Why? Oh, there's a lot of reasons why, but it's none of them are any good.
All right. Any racing to talk about today, even though we've got lots of rain going to be coming in?
Yeah, the racing today is about as bad as baseball. It's pouring up at Saratoga. I don't know if this horse is going to run or not. It's a turf race. He's never run on the turf, so I'm kind of thinking they were hoping for rain. In the 10th race, the 6th horse, La Victoria, ran second on a muddy track up at Saratoga early in the meet in July. Comes back for Pletcher today with Rosario. The 6-1 morning line, that's a guessing game. I don't know if you're going to get that or not, but that's the play for today. The 10 horse at Saratoga, the 10th race at Saratoga, the 6th horse, La Victoria. And hopefully the rain goes away for the weekend, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, it looks like we're going to have off and on downpours right through Sunday.
Yeah. That's not good. Not for racing at Saratoga, because when them races come off the turf, anything can happen.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
We'll see what kind of crazy things can happen in baseball now.
Okay, take care, Mike.
Have a good day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.